doesn't matter that that anyone hears it. It doesn't matter if everyone hears it or if nobody hears it, but it needs to be vocalized. Someone needs to string these thoughts together. This content just sucks. Okay, I'm checking the Bronze Age pervert timeline, and I see he retweeted this Zero HP Lovecraft tweet. If you want a vision of the future, imagine a childless 34-year-old woman lecturing you about how to hold more inclusive meetings on a Zoom call forever. And it's like, I fucking hate this content. This content sucks. Okay? What's the punchline? What's the joke? There's no punchline here. Where's the funny? And what's the point? What's even like, what's the conclusion? What is the, where's the commentary? And I pointed out in my tweet, it's like, number one, this is a template. Okay, this is a formula. If you want a vision of the future, blah, imagine blah, 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 blah forever, which comes from 1984. Okay, that comes from George Orwell, I believe, 1984. If you want a vision of the future, imagine a boot stomping on a face forever. Imagine Kathy Zhu's Doc Martens stepping on your face. Imagine Kathy Zhu and her Doc Martens stepping on your face forever. That's what George Orwell wrote. That's the original reference. George Orwell writing about Kathy Zhu sort of like stomping on you. Or I think it actually means like the government. I think it actually means the government, particularly the police, the secret police crushing you. And anyway, that illusion is fucking gay and it's trite and nobody needs to be quoting George Orwell anymore, okay? George Orwell, okay, we got that. 1984, what if the government was like oppressive? What if people thought they were free, but actually they weren't? Yeah, welcome to Earth. Hi, welcome to being a human being. Welcome to being alive. Wow, I know it's a super novel concept. What if people were oppressed by people more powerful than them? And what if they lived in a restrictive society? What if people thought they were free, but really they weren't? Yeah, that's called all of humanity forever. That's called Earth. Yeah, hi, welcome. That's everywhere, all the time, forever. So the template, so one, it's a template. Two, the template sucks. I am so sick of this, the same templates being used. And that's okay. If you want a vision of the future, imagine blah forever. Template, not funny. Fuck you. And then what do we fill up the, once you realize it's a template, it's like, okay, well, what's being inserted into the template? Childless 34-year-old woman, inclusive meetings, Zoom call. So we have like, a feminist spinster, right? Feminist roasty. Inclusivity. Ha ha ha. Get it? Inclusivity. Get it? HR, microaggression. He he he. Inclusivity. And Zoom call. Ha ha, technological COVID nightmare. It's like, this is like the kind of commentary that like any fucking idiot could come up with. Like any, your liberal neighbor could laugh at this. Ho ho, bossy woman, PC, Zoom call, get it? Like this is a Saturday Night Live and wrapped in a big fucking gay George Orwell template, big fucking stupid meme template that we've seen for years. And it gets 6,533 likes. And it's like, Zero HP Lovecraft. And this is his bio. Let no one reduce us to the status of ascetics. There is no pleasure more complex than that of thought. Oh, fuck off. It's literally Jack Posobiec tier trash content. This is like Columbia Bugle, Jack Posobiec, Charlie Kirk, like Ashley St. Clair tier trash, inoffensive. This is not offensive. This is not provocative. This is not fresh. It's not new. It's not cutting. It's not incisive. This is like a plain, neutral observation. This is a plain, plebeian, neutral observation forced into a template about bossy women, PC, Zoom call. This is, you could load all that dog shit up and put that in a Saturday Night Live episode. You could load all that stuff up and put it on the Greg Gutfeld show on Fox News or the Five. You could put that on the Five with what's that black guy's name? Don Juan, Juan Williams, whatever his name is. And it's being, and here's the contrast. So you've got this like Charlie Kirk, Fox News, jag off to your post, which says nothing, totally neutral, loaded up with, you know, just meaningless nonsense. And it's being tweeted out by this like, ooh, like this is an anon, like intellectual, like esoteric account. Are you kidding me? And all these accounts are like this. All these accounts are Jews or they're paid by Jews to shill. But that's what they are. Okay? As we've discovered with Bronze, literally like, you know, synthetic Zionist Jews, and they're paid shills. And it's like, so here you have Shlomo Rubashkin with this giant nose being paid to shill for like the Republican Party, but he's with a face mask on that says HP Zero Lovecraft. Ooh, esoteric. Whoa, schizo. This guy's a schizoid autist, esoteric, fucking whatever. Ooh, HP Lovecraft, nerd, book nerd alert. And he's tweeting out like this Jack Posobiec tier trash. Like, do you know what this makes me want to do to like, you know what, like what the kind of feelings this inspires inside of me? This is like, it's like Dostoevsky when he says, you know, human beings sometimes do horrible things, or sometimes, you know, human beings will destroy themselves or others just to prove they're not robots, just to prove they're not piano keys. That's how I feel. Like, that's how I feel when I see this kind of content. Like, do we really have the internet and social media so that fucking Jews can pretend to be esoteric schizoids, bro? We're totally quirky, bro. You know, male astrology. And then they can post Jack Posobiec tweets about how, you know, what if a bossy lady told you to be politically correct on a Zoom call forever, George Orwell style? Fuck you. Fuck you. Freaking Jewish shill. Gosh, I hate it. I hate this content, man. And that's like, increasingly, that's all you can get. That's why it's so important for me to say the N-word, by the way. That's why it's so important for me to go out there and continue to be rock and roll. Rock and roll is under attack, okay? Being rock and roll is under attack. Because the Jews, and I'm using Jew as like a placeholder for like the man, like, you know, mass consumption, industry, you know, all of this. The man bought rock and roll, and now you have these commercials for Allstate using rock and roll songs. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's important, and that's what's happening in politics. That's why it's important for Nicholas J. Fuentes to still be edgy. That's why it's important. You know, people are always like, ooh, you know, Nick would be way better if he, like, if he didn't say that having sex is gay. Nick would be way better if he just dropped this whole incel thing and stopped saying the N-word and making jokes about how Hitler is cool and, like, and if he didn't have this ambiguous sexuality and so on. It's like, no, I'm the last rock star, okay? I'm the last one that really doesn't fucking care, you know? And like, I do care. I care deeply, but I don't care about the sensibilities of the lowest common denominator. I'm not a paid shill. I'm not Jewish, you know? And it's important that there's one goy out there who's still free talking, and there's signs that I'm still a free goy, you know? Because it's like, yeah, I could clean up my act, and I could, it's like when Trump used to say, I could be more presidential than Abe Lincoln himself. It's like, yeah, I could clean up my act, and I could be like a Fox and Friends drone. I could be a campus reform correspondent, and I could stop saying the N-word. But you know what? There's like just too much. I feel like Catcher in the Rye. There's too much of this phoniness. And that's why I have to cut through it all with this blade. And yeah, it's going to be messy and it's going to be raunchy. And sometimes, you know, you're not going to totally get it. But somebody's got to do it. That's why we pay respect and homage to the Andre Anglin. And this is why we pay respect to Donald Trump and, you know, others of this caliber, because I'm just so sick of this stuff where it's like, oh, you know, you reach a certain level and then it's like time to sell your time to sell the underwear, time to sell the fucking bucket of non-perishable food. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. You know, this is why everything is garbage, because nobody is willing to do anything for the sake of doing it. Everybody's been tricked into thinking that doing something for the sake of doing it is stupid. And if you're smart, you want to like put ads behind it. If you're smart, you know, you want to make sure you monetize that and clean up your thing. And it's like, you know, everybody's waiting on me to sell the underwear. I can't believe this. I watch these Blaze shows. I watch these Blaze TV shows, and they're literally selling tactical underwear. They're on this, you know, oh, yeah, hi, everybody. I'm like a total conservative. Anyway, quick word from our sponsors. Tactical underwear. Buy my underwear. It's like, you know, does your nuts sweat a lot? Well, these tactical underwear. Go to underwear.com. Anyway, back to... It's like, seriously? The world's about to end. And that's a great segue. Buy my $800 bucket of canned corn for when the world ends. And we're not going to say the N-word because then the boomers won't subscribe. And we're not going to talk about Jews too much because people don't like that. Because people aren't ready for that one yet. It's like, no, I will. But I will do that. Total grifter death. Total, can I get an amen? Total shill death. Total grifter death. Total shill death. No, I will not go out there selling these CBD cartridges. Hyperborean themed CBD cartridges. You see that one? They literally turn Twitter, they turn right-wing Twitter into a flea market. And the people that aren't being paid by the billionaires to shill are setting up their fucking flea market and selling these like web zines and comics and everything you can imagine, little trinkets. And I saw one a couple months ago, these Hyperborea themed CBD cartridges. Seriously? And the, you know, Draw Gorilla, the book, drinking raw eggs because this is like a fucking stupid bodybuilding meme. Now it's a book. Now it's a magazine. LARPing, try hard, freaking sellout, phony, Jewish shills. I've had enough. I'm frankly sick of it. I'm over it. I've had enough. And I saw this tweet making me go off, making me lose my mind. If you want a vision of the future, imagine childless. Dude, shut up. Let me get back on the BAP. I found it on the BAP timeline. How did I get on there? Which segment is it here? Because I'm just going through this content. It's like these people, they pretend to be like, oh, I'm schizophrenic. I'm autistic. No, you're not. You are not schizophrenic. You are not a schizoid. You are not autistic. You are not an incel. You are not damaged. You're a fucking normie piece of shit. Sorry for all the language, all right? It's heated. I apologize for the language, but I'm heated right now. But basically, you're a freaking normie piece of crap. Is that better? You're a freaking normie piece of crap. And these people go online and they think like being quirky and random is like a personality. I'm quirky and random. I guess I'm like a schizo autist. I told my girlfriend, my girlfriend better not get me started about how fairies are real. I'm a real schizo autist when my girlfriend gets me talking about how I think fairies and leprechauns are real. It's like, really? I doubt you could talk for more than 5 minutes about that. You saw something funny online once between watching reruns of Friends with your freaking girlfriend. I have these totally out off the wall beliefs. Yeah, tell me more about it in the break room, stupid ass. You know what? It's like, just be yourself. If you're a normie piece of garbage, fine. Be a normie piece of garbage. But listen, don't go on the internet and tell me you're this esoteric, activist or whatever. You're this, I'm this totally off the wall guy. You're literally a Jewish shill. Shut the fuck up.
I'm HP Zero Lovecraft. I'm Latinx Pootler, Hellenic bodybuilding for whatever, Latino bodybuilders for Hellenism. You're literally a fucking Jew, okay? You're literally a New York Jew. No, you're not a Latino bodybuilder for Hellenism, actually. You're a Ivy League Jew. So, see you at Shabbat, okay? See you at the freaking investment banker Shabbat. Mr. Esoteric Bodybuilder taking down the power grid. Crying out loud, man. I hate all of it. I hate every aspect of it. I hate the templates. The templates got to go. This, expanding mind. I'm still seeing expanding mind memes in 2022. Woke, broke, woke, bespoke. Are we still fucking doing that? Broke, using the expanding mind meme in 2022. Woke, using the Chad yes meme in 2022. Bespoke, killing everyone. The expanding mind meme, seriously, in 2022, and the George Orwell, imagine a boot stamping on your face forever. Am I still coming through clear, by the way? Give me a clapping emoji if I'm still coming through clean, because I know my space last week was choppy. People said I was cutting out, so let me know, because I'll either get off the Wi-Fi or stay on, depending. Okay, we're getting clapping. Okay, it looks like it's good. So, the template's got to go. That's one. Two, stop giving me the same take. The same take is like, oh, things are bad. Things are bad because awfuls. Things are bad because PC. Things are bad because, okay, yeah, got it. What's the point? What's the observation being made? It's like template, basic observation about the manner in which things are going downhill. Zoom call, bossy lady, bossy spinster, and inclusivity, right? PC HR culture. Whoa. So the content's dog shit. Like, there's no punchline here. It's a template. There's these just very lame observations. It's not incisive. It's not fresh. It's not funny. There's no punchline. There's no point. And then, so that's two. Three, it's just being packaged up by people pretending to be like esoteric.
Like, I would expect this level of commentary from, like, a normie friend I went to high school with. But it's being, so it's bad enough it's a template for garbage, but it's a template for garbage being packaged up and shipped out by literal shills pretending to be, like, arcane, you know, quirky mental illness people. Yeah, no. You're literally a paid shill. And you're paid, when you're not shilling for Ron DeSantis, you're being paid to post dog shit like this. Like this is some kind of hot take. It's not. So that's, I don't have anything else to say. I just wanted to get that off my chest. I see this stuff and it makes me freak. This is why you need me. I know I honestly, if half of the internet didn't hate me, I would kill myself. You got me? It's like everybody's like, oh, you know, I like Nick, but man, he's just so hated. Yeah, good. Because you know what? Fuck everybody. Everybody, in case you haven't noticed, listen, I'm not trying to be edgy when I say this, but in case you haven't noticed, everyone sucks. So it's like, you know what? If everybody's got a problem with me, good. Because this is what you like. You know, it's like that other stupid meme, you know. What is it? I don't care about your booze. I see what makes you clap. It's like, I know that's stupid, but it's true. It's like, this is the content that people eat up. I'm glad. You know what? If these people think I'm yanking it to tranny porn, it's like, now that's fake. Okay, that is fake. But it's like, fuck you. You know, I don't care. If they all hate me and they want to make stuff up to trash me, good. Fuck you. And the lowest common denominator masses, I hate them. So if I wasn't appreciated and enjoyed by a sort of patrician minority, what would I be? I would be some sellout, you know, goofy for 100 IQ people to be like, ha, ha, ha. He said that, you know, Biden is bad. He said that, like, black people commit crime. He's like a trad based man. He like a man that like work out and have a wife and like he like a trad man, like a based guy. No, I'm not. Listen, I'm a little more complicated than that. All right. I'm deep. I'm rich. Not rich in both ways. Rich in the money department as well as rich in terms of the sort of depth of character. That's the thing. That's my biggest problem is when people think I'm like this fedora wearing like, hi, everybody. Well, I'm looking for my trad wife in a sundress and I just wanted to be like the 50s again. Oh, boy, and this no self-respecting man eats anything other than a porterhouse steak for dinner, you know? And I'm going to get my reps in like a strong man creating good times, you know? Like, ugh, how dare you? No. No, no. No, I'm a creep, all right? I'm a certified creep. In some ways, it was kind of awesome that, like, you know, some of the people that quit or slash were fired recently were like, oh, I just can't handle the fact that Nick is actually insane. You know, like when Judas went on the Kino Casino, he's like, the dude idolizes Stalin and he thinks God talks to him and... And like, there's a part of me that was like very mad. It's like, how fucking dare you? Like, we're friends and now you're throwing all this stuff in my face. But on the other hand, I get a big kick out of it that like, you have these people that I don't know what they watch my show and then they like go to work for me and they're like, wait a second, it's not an act. This guy's actually a total fucking weirdo. It's like, yeah, Like, what did you think? You know, people get involved in schizo Twitter and they're like, wait a second, it's not like Turning Point USA. You're not a guy that just likes to, you know, work hard and play hard. You're not just like a total normie faggot that likes to work hard and then go and have his maker's mark, have his whiskey and his cigar and a hot little piece on the weekend. Wait a second, you're not like a total normie piece of shit that is enjoys convention? What the? I thought I was signing up for Turning Point USA with a youthful twist. I didn't know I was signing up for this incel, you know, schizoid thing. So that's on being really quirky. I have to say, I see this content that has survived the Twitter ban. I see the content that's out there. I see this kind of thing, and it's like, you know, thank God that America First is exactly the way that it is. You know what I mean? Every time that I start to be convinced, like, oh, we got to change. We got to, like, you know, we got to be more like the GOP or whatever. Then you see what these people are putting out. And it's like, if I had to do that every day, I think I would cut my head off. If I had to go online every day for the sake of, like, consistent engagement and everything and put out tweets that were like, you know, I don't even know what, this Charlie Kirk type stuff where it's like, you know, Democrats won't teach prayer in school, but they'll let a drag queen dance in front of your kid. Really makes you think, doesn't it? 10 trillion retweets. Wow. Thank you for this brave opinion. And that's all they make. You know, and that's all they do. And if for a second they did anything else, they'd get no engagement and everybody would be like, boo, this is weird. So I'm looking at the latest sewer lizard comic, by the way. This is hilarious. I'm looking at the latest sewer lizard sketch. That's cack. I can't wait till he finishes that one. I'm saying this while I'm in the group chat, by the way. So anyway, that's all I have to say, I think. It's just, I don't know, maybe this is really juvenile. I'm sure it is. But I feel like my whole life has just been the struggle to, like, assert my identity. I know that sounds really gay. But it's like, you know, not just in the sense of doing the right thing and, like, you know, I'm in this crusade about, like, you know, putting America first and all that. But on a deeper level, it's like trying to be like my, I know it sounds cringe, but like being my authentic self and, like, you know, struggling to resist conformity. And I know it sounds super gay and cringe, but, and I, like, my whole life, and it's constant, it's never like, oh, I asserted my identity and I was right and now I always do that. It's like, no, it's this constant pressure of, like, you can't do it that way, you can't say it that way, things are done a certain way around here, you need to do it this way, you gotta play it smart, man, you gotta play it calculated. And there's never a moment where it's like, breathe a sigh of relief. Whew, okay, I proved that I know best and, like, I know what I'm doing and I'm creative and that's valid. It's like, no, you're always being like, they're, and they sneak up on you trying to, like, no, you have to do it the way everyone else is doing it. So again, I don't know if that sounds like adolescent. I'm sure it does, but I don't care because I want to put out content that is funny, okay? I care about being funny, and I care about saying the thing that people are thinking, and I care about saying a thing that is novel. You know. So, I mean, on some level, you have to care more about winning than those things. I guess that's where being practical comes in, is you got to care more about the practical outcome and getting the job done, and you have to subordinate the sort of self-indulgent creative impulse or just impulsivity in general to the practical necessity of how things are and what you have to do to get things done. But I have to say, it's frustrating. In another life, I could just be like a artist. In another life, I could just be a performer, and I wouldn't have this responsibility or obligation. You know, I could just go and do an entertainment show and people be like, hey, that's, should you really say that? And it's like, who cares? I'm here to like, I'm just here to provoke thought. But, you know, there's, I'm reluctantly forced into this role of like, gee, I guess I'm like the only non-compromised, independent, talented person. So I have like, you know, I got to put all that self-indulgent stuff aside for the greater good. That's really the struggle, is like the soul of an artist, but reluctantly forced into this mantle of leadership, essentially. That's the struggle. That's a real challenge. Being precocious and having these impulses, but, you know, having to direct it not for my own satisfaction or fulfillment, but for sort of very practical end goal. Yeah, that's what it is. That's life. But don't ever say, oh, this guy's an egomaniac or whatever. It's like, listen, I wish I could just be a guy that does a show. I wish I could just say, yeah, you know, hey, don't look at me. I'm just the guy doing the show. But it's like, if it wasn't for me, who else would there be? Who else would do it? Like, I have to do it, you know? So people are like, oh, this guy thinks he's like the leader of a movement. It's like, believe me, you know, is it my preference? If I were really being self-indulgent, I'd be doing, you know, I am being self-indulgent. I've been self-indulgent for a long time, but you understand what I'm saying. So it's a duty, and the duty isn't always, you know, fun. But anyway, sometimes I see this content is just so uninspired. I try to be as practical but as inspired as possible. It's a balance. It's something like a balance. I don't think it's quite like a balance, but it's more like sometimes you know, you get to be a rock star, sometimes you don't. Oh, here we go. We got him. Pin tweet. Check out the pin tweet in the space. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Davy Jones tweets, if you want a vision of the future, imagine BAP retweeting zero HP Lovecraft shitty tweets onto the timeline forever. And he replies, cry more. Even that is like such a fucking generic response. Right? Cry more. Even the reply is just like a canned, completely generic. Because like the tweet, the Davy Jones tweet is pretty funny. If you want a vision of the future, imagine Bat retweeting your shitty tweets onto the timeline forever. And even the reply is like a fucking template. Even the reply is just a canned, let me select this one out of the bin. Cry more. No one's crying. We're making fun of you, idiot. You're not funny, you know? That's what I love about these guys. They put out this horrible stuff and you're like, hey, this sucks. And they're like, cry more. Oh, you're so mad. You're so obsessed with me. It's like, no, we hate you. You're polluting the timeline with your trash. That would be like if you took a shit on somebody's front lawn and they were like, hey, could you not? And you're like, wow, you're really angry and obsessed with me. It's like, no, could you just like take your refuse and put it elsewhere? So, man. It's like, I just can't take it, man. I can't do it. Can't take it anymore. That's my problem. I guess that's my problem is, you know, I'm just such a grump. I'm such a crabby Appleson. That's what my dad says. He says, you're a crabby Appleson. I don't even know what that is. That some kind of boomer thing? I don't know if that's common. That's, I don't know if you've ever heard that one before. He says, you're a crabby Appleson. My dad's such a smart ass, you know, because I'll walk around the house with an attitude and he's like, what's up, Krabby Appleson? It's like, fuck off. You know when you're in like a mood and you're, you know, the boomer dad knows just, oh, it's a band. I guess this is a band. I just looked it up. Krabby Appleton. Krabby Appleton was an American rock band in the 70s. That's so classic. That's such a classic. You know, my boomer dad, he's such a fucking troll. He trolls me. You know, I'll be walking around pissed. You know, I'm hungry or tired or both. They'd be like, what's up, Krabby Appleson? It's like, are you fucking... I'm already mad. And then I got this guy, you know, I got this guy blocking my path in the living room, calling me a Krabby Appleson. Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I love him though. You gotta love your boomer dad. I fucking love my boomer dad. He's such a troll. Literally, you know, what if you were in a horrible mood and your boomer dad blocks your path and says, what's up, Krabby Appleson? A completely ridiculous thing to say. A completely absurd and seemingly nonsensical thing, but actually some kind of dated illusion. I can't. Yeah, you gotta love that. Anyway, how did I get on this subject? Oh yeah, I'm a real Krabby Appleson. You know what it is? It's like I'm just cursed with knowledge. Like I look around and I just see things. And like, and I know this is going to come across cringe or whatever, but nobody can really relate to me. Maybe I'm just, you know, one explanation is I'm just like a total jerk. The other explanation is I'm so perceptive and smart that like everything irritates me. And like, I'm valid, like that irritation is justified. But only I can see it and no one else sees it. And so I'm sort of just isolated and trapped. And is that a thing? Is that a thing when you're like high IQ that you just like, is that why old people are crotchety? Is that why high IQ people like to be alone? Because that's what it feels like, is everything kind of bothers me. And that's why I kind of don't like to go anywhere or do anything. I just like to kind of focus on my own thing, because everywhere I look, it's like I just see things I don't like. You know, it's like Kanye says, that's my superpower, is finding things I don't like. Everywhere I look, I just find things I don't like. Is that an attitude? Is that a disposition? I don't know. But that's my problem. That's why I have beef. That's why it's best. You know, I think I just, I'm like James Bond in the last James Bond movie when he gets the nanobots in his system and it's like anyone that he touches or all his, what is it, anyone with his genetics will die. That's like me. I have to die on the island. I have to live on the island and get killed with missiles because anyone who gets close to me is just, you know, it's just going to be a victim of my abuse, of my crabby demeanor, of the terminal Krabby Appleson. Someone says, this is Krabby Appleton. Okay, so my dad, you know what's great about the boomer references is they're always like slightly wrong. That's what I found in my life is that whenever my dad says these like boomerisms, it's always a reference to like an old TV show or an old commercial or an old band or old lyrics. And it's always like 10% wrong. It's like, and it's always like just wrong enough that like no one knows what it is. You know what I mean? Like it's always just wrong enough that like you can't Google it or like no one else knows what it is. It's like 90% right, but it's just misremembered enough that no one else can relate to it. And if you said it, you'd probably sound silly. Like my dad used to say, like Mike Tyson always said, everybody's a tough guy until they get punched in the face. That's my dad always used to say that. Everybody's a tough guy until they get punched in the face. Mike Tyson. And the real quote is something like, everybody has a plan until they get punched, or something like that. So I can think of like a million, of these kinds of things where it's like, or he used to quote Pulp Fiction. He used to say, damn, Jimmy, this is a tasty burger. And it's like, that's not the quote, even a little bit. There's two quotes, which. Because my dad, we used to go to like a burger place. He'd go, damn, Jimmy, that's a tasty burger, which is like two misremembered quotes from Pulp Fiction. One is when Samuel Jackson is at Quentin Tarantino's house and he drinks the coffee and he says, damn, Jimmy, this is some gourmet shit. And then another scene, Sam Jackson is in the, he's getting the briefcase. And he takes a bite out of the burger and he says, this is a tasty burger. So it's like this kind of stuff my whole life, these like half remembered, and boomers love that. Boomers love their pop culture. Boomers love their saturated cultural totems, a commercial, the cartoon from the 60s, a band, a one-hit wonder band, a line from an 80s movie. They love that kind of thing. My dad, he'll have this habit of if you say something and like that word was like in the chorus of a song, he'll start singing that song. And boomers think that's the funniest thing ever, Like when I was a kid, I used to say, okay, well, next time, I'd say, next time, when we go here, we'll do this or whatever. And he'd start singing the song called There'll Be No Next Time by Louis Prima. And he'd think that was the funniest thing ever. I'd be like, oh, well, next time I'll order this thing at the restaurant or whatever. And he would start singing, next time, there'll be no next time by Louis Prima. And he thought that was so funny. Boomers love that stuff. So we love them, but we love them, but we love the boomers. It's frustrating, but it's endearing and it's charming. Somebody says this boomer rant is so accurate. LOL, yeah. Now, see, this is good content. This is content that, like, I'm saying something that's, I'm articulating something relatable and it's something that, it's novel. This is good content. Going out and saying for the 10 millionth time, oh, trash world, girls bossing me around, whatever. Not good content. Not interesting. This is not like satisfying to listen to. This is not generative. This just sucks. Okay, this is trash. This stream is good. This stream is funny and it's relatable and it's the result of a thinking mind, an observing and synthesizing mind. Quappy says it's like how Tony Soprano always copied things he heard from other characters and would repeat them later on in the episode. Yeah. Very similar to that. Mm-mm-mm. What else we got? That's all my content. I just wanted to rant. I really got to go to bed at 6 a.m. I got to go to some family party today, which I don't really want to go to. Family party. It's the same people, the same food, and same conversation. I love my family, but it's like, I can't handle what I've realized as I grow older is like, I really have such a low tolerance for normies. My whole childhood was being trapped with normies. I realized that's why my childhood was kind of like the way it was, why I was sort of like always like bored and melancholic. It was because like I was sort of trapped with like normies. I know this sounds so cringe, but if you get it, you get it. And now that I'm an adult, I can like sort of remove myself from that and just do things that are not like insufferable. And then every time I go back, I like, it's like flashbacks. It's like PTSD. It's like, now I remember what it's like to be trapped at a dinner table with like 10 normies trading these like, just like horrible stories. You know what I mean? Like, now I remember what it's like to be chained to a table at a restaurant for like 5 hours and like waiting for the check to come and waiting for people to be like, okay, well, this was great. Time to leave. I'm like trying to come up with small talk. Like, I just can't do the small talk. I can't relate to these people. It's like, I don't wake up and go to bed at the same time on any given day. I don't have a job. I don't have coworkers. I don't commute. I'm in a different world. How am I supposed to relate to these people? How am I supposed to relate to these people when they talk about these things? I can't do it. I just sort of sit there and like try to think of things to say, and then I'm just quiet. I just sort of sit there self-consciously and like try to maintain eye contact and anxiously think of things to say next and like appropriate facial expressions and like things to say in response, you know, and like struggling and like really struggling. I just can't like act natural. Like, it's so, I can't just like act naturally. I'm like, okay, nod your head. Okay. Smile, laugh at the fucking lame, whatever, you know. Hi, how are you? Good. How are you doing? Oh, I'm good. Blah, blah, blah. What are you up to? You know, what am I supposed to say when somebody says, what have you been up to? Well, you know, my ex-best friend and the treasurer on the foundation tried to destroy this extremist political movement that I run. So I've been kind of putting out fires with that and like embroiled in drama with this fat guy that everybody hates and like flies out to beat him up on a... These people don't even know what a live stream is. How the fuck do you explain Ethan Ralph to these 60-year-olds that don't even know what a fucking internet live stream is? Well, it's like a live podcast with video and like there's a live chat. They don't even know what a live chat is. Like, their frame of reference is TV and fucking radio. What have you been up to? Like, how, like, and then I'm like having to translate. Then I feel like I'm an alien trying to translate an alien language. So my brain doesn't work that fast. Cause it's like, how do you translate what I have actually been going through into symbols and like universal general concepts that like anyone could understand? How do you distill Ethan Ralph getting his ass kicked in Portugal on a stream and like people that seethe about him on Kiwi Farms and like me being dragged into that? How do you distill that into symbols that boomers understand? Well, it's sort of like TMZ and radio, and like you can't relate these things to these people. So it's like, I fired an employee, something like that. Like, oh, I fired an employee, but it's way more complicated than that. What have you been up to lately? Well, you know, I guess I could say, well, I've been doing a lot of travel. I traveled to New York and Texas, and, you know, I guess maybe I could talk about that. But these people, it's like, you know, what did you do? Oh, I've been watching this new TV show. You know, people ask me what I'm up to. It's like, I could write you a 10,000 word essay about everything that's going on in my head at the time. And it's like, what's up with you? Well, I started watching, I started watching Yellowstone. Have you seen Yellowstone? No. Oh, it's so good. You got to watch it. You see, it's about like these cowboys and like there's this character that's like cool. Wow, yeah, that sounds like, it's like, what the fuck is it? What am I even supposed to say to that? Wow, that sounds like an enjoyable television show. Thank you for relating that to me. I'll consider watching that. Like, I can't make a conversation out of that. These things to me, it's just like, okay, got it. Okay, you watched the show, got it. Okay, it's a good show. Yeah, maybe I'll check it out. What are we doing here? Like, what are we just saying things? Like, why are we just saying things? What are we doing here? Is this like a book report? Is this just like a, am I supposed to just like describe things? Like, I drove to get here. I drove on 290 to arrive here. We are at a party. It is very nice outside. I am holding a glass. I am drinking liquid. I am feeling uncomfortable. Like, are we just going to like just trade descriptions? Are we just going to trade things that like we're thinking right now? I can't get along. Okay. I can't act natural. I try to do it, and like I just come across as stilted and awkward, and I'm just uncomfortable, and I make the people around me uncomfortable. And that's why it's better if I just live underground alone until I die, basically. I should just sort of be kept in an underground dwelling forever, because I feel like whenever I emerge from the depths, whenever I emerge from my fortress, I just sort of make everyone uncomfortable, and I'm uncomfortable, and like I don't really have a good time, and I can tell that, like, you know, people don't really care that much about what I'm up to. So it's like why don't we just take the path of least resistance and just like avoid this engagement, avoid this sort of like engagement that's not, you know, really working for anybody. My parents will do this thing where they're like, every time I don't go to a function, like a neighborhood thing or whatever, they're like, oh, everybody was asking about you. You should go. Everybody's like asking where you are. I'm like, Mom, they say that to be polite. You know, like they say, like they're just like, because whenever I go to these things, nobody like talks to me. You know what I mean? I just show up and I just kind of like sit quietly and like, you know, pretend to eat. And then I'm like, really? This is the party where everybody was asking about me? Because, you know, the way that I know my autist can relate to this. You miss a family function or neighborhood function, and my parents go, oh, you got, you know, shame on you. You should have went. Everyone was there. Everyone was asking about you. And the way they say it, you would think that you're going to show up and they're going to be like paparazzi, like, whoa, look who showed up. Nick, tell us more. You show up and no one gives a shit, you know? And it's like, really? So I'm not having a good time. Why would I come here? So that's the diary of a antisocial weirdo. I don't know if that's relatable or not, but that's what I'm currently grappling with. That's what I'm currently dealing with right now. that's the source of anxiety for me today is I got to go. And you know, I'm going to be like thinking about it all day and like procrastinating. I'm literally not going to be able to enjoy my whole day because I'll be thinking about, oh, I got to get dressed. I got to get in the car. I got to drive there. And then I got to be like, hi, good to see you. Oh, yeah, how's it going? I hate having to fucking fake laugh. Hi. Oh, yeah, hi, how are you doing? Yeah, blah, 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 whatever. Nod politely, smile politely, you know. It would be a lot nicer if you could just not make facial expressions, like, but I guess that's what makes me not autistic, is like I'm aware enough to know that you have to like fake a social interaction and like be polite. I wish I had Asperger's and I could just go in there and be like, hello, you know, and just be kind of like disaffected. But I go in there and I'm like, hi, that's funny. Hi, great to see you. Oh, yeah, the food looks great. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go get some more. Like, you know, just the fucking crap you have to say at these things. The absolute crap that you have to say. It's like, bruh. This is my diary, by the way. I know we all got to do it. I know you have to do it. I know I'm going to be a good guy and, you know, I do it. This is just my diary. This is my internal monologue, all right? So don't grill me and be like, oh, Nick, you just be normal and go to the party. I know I've been doing it my whole life, and I can, you know, and I will continue to do it, but you can't make me be happy about it. You cannot make me like it, okay? You can make me do it, and you can convince me of the necessity of doing it, but you can't make me like it. You can't make me like doing it. You will never make me like it. All right. I just want to be among my own people. I want to be among like one or two people that like just gets it. And we can speak the same language. Maybe like a dozen people that I could actually sincerely enjoy their company. And the rest is just like, you know, it's like gun to my head type stuff. So yeah, that's my life. That's me. That's my life. Okay. Bruh. Look at this one. The people who hate me the most, I am pretty sure, are dime a dozen urban hipsters who dream of becoming popular writers, but don't even have the discipline to churn out a draft. Wash down your failure with another sour beer. What is this about? This can't be about me. There's no way. Yeah, this definitely, because that, you know, someone tweeted, take a look at this clown. You're in this tweet and you don't like it. There's no way. Urban hipster. I'm not hip and I'm not even urban. I'm a suburban weirdo and a dream of being a popular writer. I'm way too narcissistic to want to be a writer. I want to be a talker. And beer, I don't fucking drink beer. I don't drink anything, dude. So I don't know if that's directed at me. It seems way off the mark to be about me. But this guy's pressed. Pressed on the timeline. LOL, you people are so bitter. Not bitter, just hate your trash content. There's like a big difference between bitterness and, you know, just being a crabby Appleson. I'm not bitter. I'm just a crabby Appleson. All right. Get it straight, bucko. I'm not bitter. I'm just a freaking crabby Appleson. What do you guys think about the Beatles? Do you guys like the Beatles? Yeah, enough with the Beatles hate. I meant to tweet that the other day, but I didn't have an account. Yeah, I was listening to the Beatles. Beatles came on the other day, and I was like, man, this is good stuff. This is good medicine. They're fun. You know, they're fun. They're great, you know, and they're old. It's like, that's obviously super old, but, you know, I could vibe to Kanye, and then a Beatles song comes on, and even though it's old, it's still fun. It's still like, there's still energy, and it brings a smile to your face. The joy, even in the it's timeless, truly timeless stuff. So I'm a big fan. I know the Beatles pendulum is swung in the opposite direction. Now people hate them, but I love them. In particular, I like the song Rocky Raccoon. That's one of my favorites. How could you not just, how can you not smile and enjoy, you know? There's a place for that sort of innocent, you know, pure content. Not all this stuff that's so adult and so, that's all, you know, sexy and dark. You know, there's not a lot of this just like joyousness. You have it's been totally corrupted. There used to be this sort of like innocent joy and like exuberance. And, you know, you don't have that. Now everything is dark and complex and neurotic and sex. And then it's traded for, you know, people say, well, there's light stuff now, but there's nothing that's like innocent joy. It's all like, it's not joy. It's bright and it's cheery, but it's not joy. It's something like artificial and kind of like therapeutic. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I listen to a Beatles song like Twist and Shout, and it's just fun. It's just like, yeah, let's just, you know, we're dancing around and yelling. And the stuff now is like, It's not innocent fun. It's not innocent, lighthearted fun. It's sort of like, it's almost always like vice, or it's like infantile shit. It's like, you know, it's either like sex stuff. It's either like smoke a blunt and get a blowjob and just have a good time, man. Or it's like this weird consumer stuff where it's like, you know, people playing with toys or whatever. Either way, it's all wrong, you know? It's all wrong. You hear I listen to a Beatles song and I hear like a different planet. I hear like a completely different world. You don't get that energy, I feel like, from anything anymore. You know, everything is dark and it's all in the service of something. Everything's political. And it didn't used to be like that. And everything's partisan. And I don't mean everything's overly politicized. I mean, everything has like a political significance, which is like, you know, it's all activist. And then even the so-called leisure, the recreation, even the light stuff is like completely corrupted. There's no zeal and love for life in itself. That's the difference. There's no like, I love life. I love the stuff of life. It's always like, you know, I want to change my state or, you know, I want to stimulate or, you know, whatever, with a purchase or, you know, sex or drugs or alcohol, or it's never just like, hey, we just love life. Like, we're just being silly and goofy and having a good time. You know, that innocence is gone. It's a shame. You don't get that kind of just fun anymore, which is what I feel like I am. Like, people don't really get that about me. People misrepresent me as like this hater or like, I don't know, something else. But I have this like childlike glee, you know, like I have this belly laugh and I just have this boyish mischief, which you just don't see anymore. It's being stifled and snuffed out with drugs and sex. That's why it's important that I'm an incel. It's about that pure, it's about the pure of heart, you know? It's about that Charlie and the Chocolate Factory phenomenon, you know? Returning the everlasting gobstopper at the end of the tour and then getting the keys. So, anyway. What else? Anything else? Any other Zero HP Lovecraft cope, or is that it? He's not bitter. He's just a crabby Appleson. Yeah, that's so true. Somebody says. All right. That's my space. I got to go. I got to get to bed. I haven't slept yet, so I got to go to bed, wake up in the afternoon, go to this party, and then my weekend is gone. And then my whole weekend is gone. And then I get to come back on Monday and do it all over again and travel next weekend and then come back and do another week. You see, I literally, this is why I'm being driven to the brink of insanity. I just never get a break. I do the show all week. I finish the show. And then I have a weekend of obligations, and then I right back into the show, and then I got to travel next weekend. I come back, right back to the show. So, you know, that's awesome. But the good news is, in like in 15 months, I'll be able to take a vacation, and like, you know, maybe a year and a half, I'll be able to take a month off. If everything goes right. So, you know, got to have something to look forward to. I should protest and just be like, no, I'm not going. But my parents are like, oh, you know, your dad would be so happy if you went to the thing and blah, blah. You go for this much time. It's like, listen, I want the weekend off. You know, you don't really have the weekend off if you have a little thing here and a little thing there. It's like, I just want to have free time, not like time before, you know, you have to go to a thing. That ruins it. That fucking ruins it. You know, even for me at least, when you even have like one thing on the schedule, it's like you're either off or you're not. If you have to go to a thing that you don't want to do, you're not really off. So it's kind of inconsiderate of my parents to do this. I just traveled all week. I come back and do a show. It's my weekend back. And it's like, yeah, you got to go to this thing. Really? People love, you know, that I got to get better at that. People love to just like devour my time. And I got to take care of myself. I got to look out. I say yes too much. People ask me to do stuff and I'm like, okay. And then I have to do it. And I'm like, why the fuck did I agree to do this? I really don't want it. Then I got to be like, oh, yeah, never mind. Anyway, now I'm just telling you my problems. This is my diary, all right? Sheesh. Cut me some slack. So anyway, that's all I got for you. I don't know. Maybe I'm not going to go. You know what? Maybe I'm not going to go. Honestly, I'm going to stand up for myself and say, you know what? I had a long ass month. I'm taking the Saturday off. All right. I'm taking the whole, not 80% of it, all of it. You know what? I'm putting my foot down. I'm not going to do the thing I don't want to do today. I do that every other day. I'm standing up, you know that? I'm making a move. I'm saying, you know what? No. No, not going to happen. What do you think? Press 1 if I should go, press 2 if I shouldn't. Give me an applause if I should. Give me a heart if I should not. Applause for go to the party, heart for don't go to the party. Applause for go to the party, fulfill your family obligations and all that. Heart for, you know, take a day off, take one day for yourself. Everyone will live. I'm seeing a lot of hearts. Let's go. All right. You know what? I have to side with the audience on this one. Seeing a lot of hearts. Some applause. Uh-oh. Fuck. Few up. Oh, geez. Seeing some applause. Mostly hearts. But I'm seeing. Yeah, you know what? No. Stop applauding. I'm not listening to you. I didn't get the answer I wanted, so I'm not listening. Now I'm against the audience. You know what? You people don't know anything. Now I'm against it. Okay, that's it. That's all I got. I'm going to bed. I can't even sleep. I'm not even tired. But I gotta try. So, all right. That's all I got for you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to my screed, my ramblings. You got to laugh, but I wonder if there's any, like, journalists listening to this. Being paid to listen. You know, imagine you get paid to, like, follow right-wing extremism and you get some developmentally stunted Zoomer complaining about having to go to, like, their cousin's birthday party. You know, your assignment is you have to listen to neo-Nazi leader and suss out his plans. But all he's just complaining about how he hates small talk. And this guy's a total freak. So that's cack. Okay, all right. You know, I got to go. All right, time to wrap it up, all right? Okay, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. Follow me. If you're not following me already, make sure to follow me. Juice. Hey, I'll give you a tweet. Give me some juice on this one if you haven't already. This isn't a big space, but hey, juice it up. Let people know I'm here. Let people know I'm out here.